Last Sunday, while paddling along the north and east shore of Sand Lake in the Britt area, I noticed about a dozen clumps of yellow irises.
This is American Roots, trying to stay and be cool in the summertime. One way to do that is with beach music, and we have a story of social and sonic powers at historically black Sea Breeze Beach, North Carolina. Also, the melodic tale of the Watermelon Man from Mongo Santa Maria, Hula Blues from Hawaii, Cool Blues and Jazz from Charlie Parker and Sarah Vaughan. Ray Charles brings the heat, and Joni Mitchell cools us back down. But first, more jazz raga style from Hungarian-American guitarist Gabor Szabó with George Gershwin's Summertime on American Roots. Thank you.
Hi, amigos. This is Flaco Jimenez. Keep on listening to American Roots. Hasta la vista.
María se fue a la playa, se fue a la playa, se fue a bañar. Rosa María se fue a la playa, se fue a la playa, se fue a bañar. Y cuando estaba sentadita en la arena me decía con su boquita, vente, vamos a bailar. Y cuando estaba sentadita en la arena me decía con su boquita, vente, vamos a bailar. Rosa María, baila mi cumbia, mamá. Rosa María, baila mi cumbia, mamá. Rosa María, baila mi cumbia, mamá. Se fue a la playa, se fue a la playa, se fue a bañar. Rosa María se fue a la playa, se fue a la playa, se fue a bañar. Y cuando estaba sentadita en la arena me decía con su boquita, vente, vamos a bailar. Y cuando estaba sentadita en la arena me decía con su boquita, vente, vamos a bailar. Rosa María, baila mi cumbia, mamá. 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 Rosa María, baila mi cumbia, mamá.
According to Flaco Jimenez and the singer Eduardo Garcia, with Rosa María, who likes to dance on la playa, the beach. Before that, Watermelon Man, performed by the self-taught Cuban percussionist Mongo Santa Maria and band, including the voice of La Lupe in 1963. It's a Herbie Hancock tune that Santa Maria improvised live at Hancock's New York City club gig by joining the band. The entire audience got up to dance. Mongo recorded it soon after and went on to blend Afro-Cuban and African-American music throughout his career. This is American Roots, with a few beach tunes coming. But first, the Houston band Krungbin, with Mark Spear on guitar, Laura Lee bass, DJ Johnson drums, backing fellow Texas songwriter and vocalist Leon Bridges, in a cool song about the very hot Texas sun.
Like the wind blowing through your hair. Well, come on, roll with me till the sun goes down. Texas sun. Say you wanna hit the highway while the engine roars. Well, come on, roll with me till the sun goes down. Texas sun, oh yeah. Texas sun, caressing you from Fort Worth to Amarillo. Well, come on, roll with me till the sun dips low. Texas sun. Texas sun, oh girl. Texas sun. When I fall from home and the cold winds blow, stuck out somewhere, folks, I don't. 'Cause you keep me nice and you keep me
Texas sun. Texas sun. You say you like the wind blowing through your hair. Well, come on, roll with me till the sun goes down. Texas sun. Texas sun.
Ooh, baby, you're so gorgeous. How about you and me? Take a little trip. In the big body.
Take a ride with me, babe. You by my side. How does it sound? You and I. Oh, girl. Take a ride with me, babe. You by my side. How does it sound? You and I. Baby. Hey, baby, you're traveling on American Roots from New Orleans.
Don't true. Oh, how I love him.
Hawaiian steel guitar master Barney Isaacs and George Kuo on slack key guitar. The steel guitar was invented by a native Hawaiian high school student, Joseph Kakuku, in the 1890s, who later came to the U.S. The instrument became part of the country sound. Before our instrumental voyage back to a beach in Hawaii, we heard Kentuckian Loretta Lynn singing Whispering Sea, 1960, the first song she wrote, and a mysterious one at that, about lost love by the sea. We also heard Wild as the Sea, The Sandals, from the Endless Summer film soundtrack of 1966. Endless Summer sounds good if you're seeking the perfect wave, but maybe less so when landlocked and trying to stay cool. Some songs about that coming up after the break on American Roots.
You're the kind of person that I've been dreaming of.
In celebration of our 50th birthday, here is KAXE's pick of 76. This week's album, Lou Reed's Coney Island Baby. Lou Reed was in a tough spot, and he really only has himself to blame. The previous year, he released Metal Machine Music, which is the most returned album in music at that point, and for good reason. It's a double album that's just feedback and distortion the entire time. But Reed knew he had to pivot, otherwise they weren't going to let him make records anymore. However, he didn't go back to his normal subject of singing songs about the seedy side of New York or how to score drugs. Instead, Reed leaned into nostalgia and love. On this album, he writes one of his most heartfelt songs, She's My Best Friend, for his then-romantic partner, Rachel Humphreys. This album shows that even the coolest rock and rollers have a warm side.
She's my best friend.
This is American Roots in an era, not just a season, when it's hard to stay cool. Here's a Quincy Jones song, a movie title soundtrack with Billy Preston on organ and Ray Charles on piano to sing.
In the heat of the night, seems like a cold sweat creeping across my brow. Yeah. In the heat of I'm feeling motherless somehow. Stars with evil eyes stare from the skies, all mean and bright. Ain't a woman yet been born. Knows how to make the morn. Oh. It's so hard to keep control when I have to sell my soul for just a little. In the heat of the night, I've got trouble wall to wall. Oh, yes, I repeat in the night. Must be an ending to it all. But hold on, it won't be long. Just you be strong, and it'll be all right.
In the heat of the night.
In the heat of the night.
That's what I like.
Yeah. so hard. Make you wanna cuss and fuss. Make you wanna tear things all apart. You try to stay calm and not act a fool. Now somebody come and make you lose your cool. Sometimes it's hard to stay cool. And sometimes it's hard to stay cool. And sometimes it's hard to stay cool. And sometimes it's hard to stay cool. So easy. Life can be so hard. Yeah. Make you wanna cuss and fuss. Make you wanna tear things all apart. So you try to stay calm and not act a fool. Now somebody come and make you lose your cool. Sometimes it's hard to stay cool. Sometimes it's hard to stay cool. Sometimes it's hard to stay cool. Sometimes it's hard. It's hard to stay cool. It can be so hard. It can be so hard to stay cool.
Hard to stay cool.
You can have all your mind. And you can lose it in the blink of an eye. It's so hard. It's so
Stay Cool from Holly Springs, Mississippi blues guitarist Cedric Burnside, grandson of the late legendary bluesman R.L. Burnside. Cedric has carried on the blues tradition and created new songs. He received the National Heritage Fellowship in 2021 from the National Endowment for the Arts. All right, Cedric. And now, let's get back to the beach.
This is American Roots. In the late 19th century, African-American beach communities began to emerge in places like Highland Beach, Maryland, and Cape May, New Jersey. They provided havens for black vacationers, excluded from white resort communities. But get this, the historically black Seabreeze Beach in North Carolina was open to whites in the heart of the Jim Crow South. Here's our visit there a few years ago, beginning with Reverend Alfred Mitchell.
Whenever two people get together around a beach and start discussing what's going on out there in the water, you don't consider race at all.
You know, if you weren't talking about the fish, you were talking about clamming. If you weren't talking about clamming, you're talking about oystering or shrimping. Anything involving that water, you could have a conversation.
We acted more or less like human beings rather than white and black people.
Until a few decades ago, people bridged the racial gap at a little resort near Wilmington, North Carolina called Seabreeze. Seabreeze was one of the African-American resorts that once dotted the East Coast of the first half of the 20th century. It evolved into a place where blacks and whites could hang out and sometimes dance together. But for the people who visited there, the first memories of Seabreeze are as an all-black resort, beach, and above all, a place to hear music and dance. Seabreeze was a relatively small place, one Main Street barbecue joint, two-story hotel, cabins, and a long pier. But it was bustling, and at the heart of all this activity was Bruce Freeman's restaurant and tavern. Brenda Freeman, Bruce's daughter, grew up there. She remembers the name Seabreeze was known up and down the coast as a place where blacks could vacation without having to come face-to-face with the racial troubles of the time.
People as far off all over the world, people from New York would come down every summer, and that was the place that you could always count on going to was Seabreeze.
Once people arrived at Seabreeze, life was easy. Brenda Freeman and Elder Alfred Mitchell, who lived nearby, recall days spent at the resort.
We would go crabbing, we'd go fishing, and go shrimping. Sometimes there'd be so many people fishing and crabbing, you wouldn't have any room on the pier.
Elder Mitchell.
We learned how to make merriment out of almost anything. And when we got to the place where things might be looking a little sad, somebody would get out on the floor and start doing a crazy dance. And things perked up and everybody started laughing.
Elder Mitchell visited the resort even before he shipped out overseas for World War II. He has a soft spot for the music of the time.
Our music during my period there was somewhat sentimental.
Do I worry 'cause you're stepping out? Do I worry 'cause you've got me in doubt?
Though all the men were going to war and the ladies were home crying and being sad over them. And so quite a few sentimental records came out that were good for slow drag dancing. The Ink Spots doing Do I Worry?
And when evening shadows creep, do I lose any sleep? Oh, do I worry? You can bet your life I do.
Brenda Freeman's ancestors were free people of color who had owned the land since before the Civil War. Freeman was a little girl during the 1960s, working in her parents' restaurant and tavern.
My sister and I, we grew up as little waitresses. We had to work, but it was a joyous work, and we didn't have all work but without play. We put nickels in the jukebox, not only that, but we also helped the jukebox man change the records every Monday morning. James Brown was a big hit.
Please, 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 please.
Please, please, no,
please,
no,
love you so.
In the 1950s, Chicken Hicks came to Seabreeze from Carolina Beach, the local white beach. He listened to the records in the jukebox at Bruce Freeman's place and brought those songs back over to Carolina Beach.
The two guys that put records on the jukebox at Carolina Beach, I started running around with them. They said, let's go to Seabreeze and drink some and hear some music. So I got them to put all those black records on Carolina Beach jukeboxes. Good Rock in the Night by Wynonna Harris, that's a real old number.
I heard the news, there's good rock in the night. Gonna hold my baby tight as I can. Tonight she'll know I'm a mighty man. I heard the news, there's good rock in the night.
Black records in a white jukebox was integration of a sort. But Chicken Hicks and his black friends knew firsthand about Jim Crow law, especially back in the city.
I was on a bus, and back in them days, you had to sit on the back if you was black. And me and my friend were sitting back with ways, and this bus driver stopped and told him he had to move. I said, why? I said, he paid to get on, you know. And he said, well, it's just a law that he's had to sit on the back. And I told him, I said, it ain't no law tells me where I got to sit, so I went back and sat down with him.
According to Brenda Freeman, whites flocked to her father's place to eat and to dance.
Yeah, my dad had a lot of white friends because my dad was considered as the mayor of Seabreeze. A lot of people from over Carolina Beach.
They would come, and while they were eating a clam fritter or a crab cake, they'd sit and watch what the blacks were doing.
You know, they would come over and try to learn our steps, yeah.
And they would go out and try to imitate it. Well, naturally, you know, some were more successful at it than others.
People at the happy home, they'll be there just you wait and see. A jumping and a stomping at the Jubilee. Hey, man, there's good rocking tonight.
Whites and blacks ate seafood and drank beer side by side at Seabreeze. And, says Elder Mitchell, they hit the dance floor together.
This was before integration even started. They paid no attention to what color they were. If somebody walked up to a black girl and asked, would you like to dance? She didn't say, no, you were white. She danced with you. And it was the other way around. If white girls came down and the black guys asked them to dance, they danced. And nobody said anything about it.
Chicken Hicks, Brenda Freeman, and Elder Mitchell joined the others at Seabreeze and filled the floors, dancing dozens of different steps.
Mostly during the war years, it was jitterbugging.
The older folks called us jitterbugs, is what they called us.
We did something called a jerk, which was a wild dance.
There was trucking, the Suzy Q.
The swim, yeah, they did the swim.
The dog. It wasn't very clinging.
The twist. That was Rich Hubachek's twist.
Thing called the sand. On a sandy floor with the leather bottom shoes on, you can make your feet sound kind of like the brush on a cymbal. That
Jersey bounce. The Jersey bounce.
But we did some boogie stuff. Do something like Camel Walk, Shorty George.
The horse, and there was one called a horse.
Now, you know what happens when the female dog is rutting? Well, you know what happens when a male dog finds her? That's what the dog looks something like.
By the late 60s, the dance halls at Seabreeze started to empty out. Historically black resorts all along the coast fell on hard times. Some hurricanes hit North Carolina, and Seabreeze went downhill even further. Elder Mitchell remembers the resort as an integral part of his life.
I don't see that everything that went on there would be a great Christian thing. We had churches for that, but we had Seabreeze for fun.
Today, almost nothing survives at Seabreeze except the music and the memories.
The land is still there and the water's still there, but a lot of the buildings are not there now because most of the proprietors are dead. The beach and everything's still there, but it's not active. When I get to talking about Seabreeze, I get a little sentimental. It was basically a black beach, and I think now as integration has come in, you won't ever see that again. I'll live and die with Seabreeze in my mind. It'll be embedded there.
That was Brenda Freeman, the late Malcolm Chicken Hicks, and Elder Alfred Mitchell, speaking with me in 2000. Research for the piece came from historian Jenny Edwards. It was produced by Katie Rechtall and Joel Rose. That story and many others are on our CD, American Roots, Songs and Stories from the Road. And we are back with some cool jazz, a cool love affair, and advice on being cool, come what may, when American Roots returns.
Hey, it's A. Martinez from NPR's Morning Edition, here to wish KAXE a happy 50th anniversary. As the first rural public radio station in the nation, KAXE has proven that world-class public media can grow from small towns and deep roots. KAXE reflects northern Minnesota with reporting on local government meetings, student nature observations, and programs such as Green Cheese Trivia, On the River, and Headwaters that provide a curated music soundtrack every day. NPR is honored to celebrate KAXE and 50 years of rural storytelling, trusted local and national news and music.
You can do your part and keep KAXE going strong into the future. Become a member. Text the word DONATE, 218-326-1234.
Nothing's really something, now the whole thing's soot.
The great jazz saxophonist Charlie Bird Parker from Kansas City is remembered for bebop, but the former player in Jay McShann's Territory Band was no stranger to the blues. Here's Bird in 1945 with Red Calendar bass, Doc West drums, Errol Garner piano, Charlie Parker's Cool Blues on American Roots. Thank you. Sarah Vaughan with some big band flair, 1958, with Hal Mooney in the orchestra. Seemed like the cool baby in that Tishman Baylen Tennyson song was a little too cool. Willie Nelson is always cool and always amazing in his ability to make songs his own. This one began as a German pop tune, Der Sommerwind, before it became a classic in Frank Sinatra's repertoire and among late 60s jazz and lounge crooners. Summer Wind on American Roots.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song, and then we stroll that golden sand. Two sweethearts and that summer wind. Like painted kites, days and nights went flying by. The world was new beneath a blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a piper man, one day it called to you. Well, I lost you to that summer wind.
Somebody's gonna name it. Be cool. If you're worried or uncertain, if your feelings are hurting, you're a fool if you can't keep cool. Charm, don't alarm him, keep things light. Fire and ice. If your heart is on the floor, 'cause you just seen your lover coming through the door with a new fool, be cool. Don't you sweat it. Start right in right now trying to forget it. Be cool. Get riled, smile, keep it light. Be your own best friend tonight. Play it cool, play it cool. 50-50 fire and ice. Don't get jealous, don't get overzealous. Keep you cool.
Joni Mitchell, 1982, on vocals and electric guitar. John Guerin, drums. Wayne Shorter, soprano sax. Larry Klein, bass. Russell Ferrante, keys. And Joni gets the last word with Be Cool for this summer and always on American Roots. Thanks to our colleagues in the Cool School of Liberal Arts, Tulane University, and at our presenting station, WWNO-FM, at the University of New Orleans. We appreciate support from the National Endowment for the Arts, the New Orleans Tourism and Culture Fund, and Jim Hart in Chicago. Our American Roots team includes Maureen Lochran, Olivia Broslowski, Lauren Callahan, Steve Martin, the late Ken Mills, Gavin Hannenberg, Aaron Sterling, and Paige Veal. Find American Roots on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our website, AmericanRoots.org. All programs and interviews stream on the site. You can sign up for American Roots weekly program alerts, and you can also support the program, which we all appreciate. I'm Nick Spitzer. Until that time, for American Roots, from PRX, Public Radio Exchange.
Each morning on KEXE, you're invited to be part of a conversation. Conversation about people and the place we live.
Today, I'm joined by someone who was close with Cyrus One, Mitch Blessing. We talk about Cyrus's career in art and his legacy.
Cyrus Swan, who was he? He's a little kid from northern Minnesota, immensely talented, lived out in the woods, played in the woods, collecting rocks and sticks.
Time for a bright spot, a chance to highlight good things happening in northern Minnesota.
Today we are meeting a local athlete, high school senior Gabby Findey. She broke the all-time scoring record for Cass Lake Bina basketball. Keep the KEXE Morning Show conversations going with your support now. Text the word